Attorneys arguing for and against gambling told justices there's no understating the impact of the High Court's eventual decision in the two cases before them.
This is a huge question. It will affect not only ourselves, but our children and our children's children. Because
state's if the amendment found 35,000 jobs in this state depend on Indian gaming.
Dairyland Greyhound Park argues that Indian gaming compacts are illegal because of a 1993 constitutional amendment restricting gambling. In a separate case, Republican legislative leaders contend that Governor Jim Doyle overstepped his powers in negotiating the most recent Indian gaming compacts. They include new casino games, expanded hours, and no end on compacts with the state, just periodic review. Assembly Speaker John Gard and Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer are suing. One of their attorneys is Gordon Baldwin.
The 2003 version worked sea changes by adopting new and unanticipated change, making new Wisconsin public policy.
But an attorney arguing to keep the state's gambling agreement with the Potawatomi disagrees. Assistant Attorney General John Green says 14 years ago, legislators gave governors broad authority to determine the length of compacts and type of games.
There is no distinction between the power exercised by Governor Thompson previously and Governor Doyle last year. They differ only in the specific terms.
In addition to existing law, one Supreme Court justice inquired whether legislators had perhaps given Governor Doyle tacit approval for negotiating broad Indian gaming compacts. That's because the state budget, approved by legislators, includes millions of dollars from tribal gaming. An attorney for Panzer and Gard argued that a state budget vote including compact dollars is not the same as a vote on the agreements themselves. Stephen Morgan says legislators were shut out of the compact process.
I would say that the legislature here did not have an opportunity to address any of the issues. Had they had that opportunity, there probably would have been a different result.
Republican leaders don't want to shut down Indian casinos, but like Dairyland Greyhound, they contend a ruling in their favor would open up debate about the contentious issue of gambling. Ronald Regetz is an attorney for Dairyland.
Is this good for the community? Is it worth it? Is there's money on this side, there's costs on this side. You know, that's the way democracy functions. That's the way our system should work.
But opposing attorney Green says less gambling competition, not public debate, is what Dairyland Greyhound really wants.
Dairyland's goal in this action is nothing less than the immediate destruction of one of the state's largest industries.
The outcome of these two cases may not end the matter. Tribes have said they would consider federal court action if the state Supreme Court rules against them. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.